Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It was certainly a unique facility and a key part of our, not just sports history, but our history here in Northeast Ohio. Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskins over there. And folks have had some great stories for us. Michael is in Cleveland. Michael, do you have any favorite Coliseum memories?
Well, strange you should ask that. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's Michael Stanley. Oh. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. Michael Stanley.
As the social distancing world tour continues.
Yeah. Hey, how many times did you play the Coliseum?
Oh, my gosh. You said there'd be no math involved in this. I don't know.
You're such a regular.
We first time we played it, we opened for Todd Rundgren's Utopia, and then we headlined it about, I think, maybe 8 or 9 times.
Dang.
What was
awesome.
That like for you?
It was amazing. I mean, first of all, we were the first local act to ever headline the Coliseum, so that was cool. And then in one of those dates, we ended up setting the attendance record for the venue, and that was unbelievable. And it was a great time. It was a cool venue, and I have so many great memories of it, both musical and sports related. So, you know, it was a big part of my growing up, as it was for a lot of people.
So I never knew,
Michael,
that. We always just assumed that, you know, the attendance record was from Blossom. And I never realized that you had that at the Coliseum too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. And it's great because they tore it down and so no one can break it. You know?
Good call. Good call.
How was that as a venue to play, Michael?
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. it was made for hockey and basketball and everything else, and it was great for that. But none of those venues like that were made for music. So it was more of just an event, an experience. In terms of it being a musically satisfying thing, it wasn't for musicians. Blossom was a much more friendly place as far as because it was built for music. But, you know, it was an event, and I saw, you know, so many great concerts there, but you didn't go there for it to be an audiophile experience. It was just the whole overwhelming size of the thing.
Good sports memory?
I had season tickets there almost the whole time the Cavs were there, and it was great because there was so few people in the early days that you could hear everything every player was saying to everybody. And, you know, the squeak of tennis shoes was the loudest thing in the place, you know, the world be free era and all that. And one of my other favorite ones was I've only sung the national anthem twice. And I sang it at the last night game at Memorial at the lakefront at the old stadium. And I sang it at the last Cavs game at the Coliseum. Yes. And, you know, I've always said that nothing really good can happen when you sing the national anthem. It's only the chance that you're going to, you know, have a nightmare car crash situation. And I did it first at the Indians game, and I was really worried about getting the lyrics right, you know. You think you know them, but then when you actually have to sing them, it's another question. But the lyrics were on the scoreboard, so I thought, well, that's great. And so I did it, and it went okay. It was fine. And then when the Cavs said, you want to do this, it was like, yeah, that was a nice honor. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll just read the lyrics off the scoreboard, not knowing that when you sang the national anthem at the Coliseum in the old days, you were at center court, so you were directly below the scoreboard. You couldn't see the scoreboard at all. And so when it started, it was like, uh-oh, I'm on my own here. Made it through it, but it was a scary experience.
So you're the original awesome. Enrico Palazzo. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, whoever he is, that's me, yeah.
For Naked Gun. It's from Naked
Gun. Oh, okay.
Gun.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, that's but awesome.
I saw so many great concerts there, and I saw so many great games there. I was there at the playoffs. I can't remember what year it was when they played the Celtics, and they beat the Celtics in the playoffs, and that was Larry Bird's last game.
Yep, 92.
Jeff was at that one. What concerts
stood
out
I mentioned
to you
that
to
one,
watch?
Michael. That was awesome.
Michael, as a fan, what concert stood out to you to watch at the Coliseum? Like, the lasting memories, just as a native Clevelander.
The lasting memories would be the Springsteen shows there, the Born to Run tour, the Darkness on the Edge of Town tour, Dire Straits on the Brothers in Arms tour was great. Genesis on the Trick of the Tail tour was amazing. You know, it was just, it's where you saw all the big guys. And it was a great place to watch somebody.
Did you ever open for Springsteen?
And you hold the attendance record. That's awesome.
Did we open for Springsteen?
Yeah,
you know, very early on in his career, he stopped having opening acts. He just would do the show.
Gotcha.
But there was a show back in, I want to say 74 or 75, I could be wrong, back there. And it was at the gym at Kent State University, you guys, you Kent Staters. And
yes.
The bill was Michael Stanley, the Numbers Band from Kent, and Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Tickets were $2, and nobody came.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was before we got big. It was before Bruce got big. Probably the most famous act on the bill at that time was the Numbers Band, because they were the biggest band in Kent.
Yeah, they were a big deal.
Well, must have been on the weekends, because everyone went home. That's why. It must have been a Saturday night show.
Yeah,
if you would have played Thursday night at Ray's, it would have been packed.
There you go. There you go. And free beer, too.
Oh, there you go.
Michael, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Certainly. I hope you guys are hanging in there, and everybody in your immediate circles and far beyond that is safe and well, following directions. I've been listening to you. You guys sound great. I don't know how you fill 5 hours when there's no games to talk about, but you're doing a fine, fine job.
Thank you, Michael.
We're inspired by you. Thank you, bud.
Okay, man. Stay safe.
You're the man.
Thanks, Michael Stanley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.